This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have our regular feature, Listening With. This time we listen with actress and audiobook narrator, Retta. We'll follow that with Tom Walken's column Learning by Ear, and for a little extra fun, we'll have a few reviews in science fiction, fantasy, and horror, including reviews of Mother Go by James Patrick Kelly, read by January Lavoie, and Pet Cemetery by Stephen King, read by Michael C. Hall. Let's get right to it. Listening with Retta, actress from Los Angeles, California. When you listen to Retta narrate her audiobook, So Close to Being the SH*T, y'all don't even know. She sounds confident, funny, and completely at ease. Recording it must have been a breeze, right? It was very challenging. You think, how hard could it be? It's my writing. But it's hella hard. I learned quickly that you need to do your homework, i.e., read the chapters before you record them. My schedule didn't afford me time for pre-read the night before, making my time in the studio hard work. Luckily for listeners, that hard work paid off. I hope they can put themselves in my shoes. I'd like them to hear my stories the way I experience them and laugh at my foolishness. Retta hasn't caught the audiobook bug yet. I have friends who are avid listeners and they keep telling me it's the way to go. They say don't even think about taking a road trip without downloading two or three audiobooks. So once I do get my audiobook swag on, I will likely make them part of my road trip travel itinerary. Jennifer M. Dowell conducted that Listening with Retta, actress from Los Angeles, California. Now we will turn our attention to Learning by Ear, Tom Walken's column, and we start out with Doing Your Business Right. Some of the audios we listen to for this issue are decidedly in the how-to category, offering advice and strategies on starting a business, keeping it moving, hiring, and keeping the best people. Powerful by former Netflix CEO Patty McCord explains why leaders should be ruthlessly clear about expectations and demand honest talk between every employee about everything. She reads her book with such authentic presence and spontaneity that you never doubt who she is and what's important to her. In another author-narrated title, The Best Team Wins, two behavioral scientists summarize fascinating research on what motivates the diverse types of people working in today's high-pressure workplaces. For the busy executive with no time to read, listening to audios like these while commuting or exercising is a great way to stay current on what can bring out the best in you, your team, and your business. Other audiobooks we heard look at business from a broader perspective. An Extraordinary Time looks at how government policies, social objectives, and capitalism have interacted in America over 400 years, while The Next Factory of the World describes the dramatic way these interactions are playing out in countries that are more recently becoming industrialized, like Africa. These audios may have less immediate utility for being successful in whatever business role you have, but they can broaden your perspective and help you become a better citizen, not just in your company, but also in your community, your country, and the world. Good listening and bon courage. Thomas Walken. All the next reviews in Learning by Ear are written by Thomas Walken. And the first one is an earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review today is The Next Factory of the World by Irene Yuan Sun. It's an Earphones winner, read by Nancy Wu. Narrator Nancy Wu's beautifully lilting speaking voice brings to mind the tone and youthful curiosity of NPR's Terry Gross. Variations in pacing and intensity make the author's complex sentences come alive and reveal great sensitivity to the pathos of the broader story of how industrialization disrupts societies. More than Chinese entrepreneurs shifting manufacturing capacity to four diverse African countries, the McKinsey consultants, often moving writing, explains interplay among the country's economic policies, personal lifestyles, and family life, capital, and labor supply, and the opportunities and peril that industrialization brings to a country. With her insights, captivating storytelling, and knack for stirring curiosity, Irene Yuan Sun has created a must-hear audiobook for anyone wanting an unbiased, no-holds-barred look at how factory work transforms individual lives and entire regions. That was a review of The Next Factory of the World by Irene Yuan Sun, an Earphones winner, read by Nancy Wu. It's available from Recorded Books for 6.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Powerful by Patty McCord, read by Patty McCord with Alex Hyde White. It's refreshing to hear a superstar tech executive speak so frankly and so personally about how important honesty is to a company's success. Her relaxed performance delivers not just a valuable management tool, but also a fascinating look at who she is and how she operates. Her equally pleasing narrating partner, Alex Hyde White, reads summaries of key ideas at the end of each chapter. Patty McCord is against traditional methods of training, evaluating, and motivating that often hide a company's truth. People learn more and contribute more when everyone talks openly about business decisions, individual performance, and what's bothering them about coworkers. Though she sometimes sounds irreverent and coldly mission-focused, she promotes a workplace in which expression is respected, walls between management layers or departments are discouraged, and clear expectations give all employees the chance to do their best work. That was a review of Powerful by Patty McCord. It's read by Patty McCord with Alex Hyde White, and it's available from Silicon Guild for 4.5 hours unabridged. Next in Learning by Ear, we have An Extraordinary Time. It's written by Mark Levinson, read by James Anderson Foster. With his palette of subtle tones and sensitive phrasing, narrator James Foster illuminates every broad idea and all the drama surrounding the end of the post-war economic boom in 1973. His comprehension of economics and politics makes this a riveting discussion for anyone interested in international finance and the capacity of government to influence society. Mark Levinson has a broad international perspective on economic policy, which he unfolds with captivating prose. He chronicles the shift of governments made in the 1970s from small government free market policies to paradigms that improved social or economic conditions by raising taxes and creating bigger bureaucracies. This important audiobook brings clarity to the animus that roils political debates about what government's role should be in society. Next in Tom Walkin's Learning by Ear columns, we have Iconic Advantage by Soon Yu and David Burse, read by Charlie Thurston. You won't find a better narrator for this type of business book than Charlie Thurston. He's clear-voiced, comfortable with the material, and full of interesting pitch and phrasing patterns that he adjusts to every nuance in the writing. Author Soon Yu and contributor David Burse offer coherent insights about how people form deep attachments to iconic brands and products. These products arouse feelings and connections similar to those they have with close friends or relatives. The familiar brands he discusses, Disney, Coca-Cola, Mini Cooper, and others, did not become successful by accident. They poached the appearance, heritage, or some other aspect of brands that were already iconic in our psyche. A valuable lesson on a variety of marketing topics. Iconic Advantage, Soon Yu wrote it with Dave Burse. It's read by Charlie Thurston, and it's available from Dreamscape for 4.5 hours of unabridged listening. And finally, from Tom Walken, we have The Best Team Wins. It's written by Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton, read by the authors. Both authors do a credible job of narrating their research on how to manage today's diverse and quirky workforce. Their eagerness to help is palpable. The audiobook focuses less on collaboration than on the dynamics of hierarchies. How leaders can help their teams by adjusting their approaches to a variety of individual needs. The authors found, for example, that younger workers want to feel they have an impact and need more frequent feedback than older workers. People in this generation also change jobs more frequently and respond less well to authority that is too formal. With the author's personable tone facilitating the learning, this useful menu of management approaches can help teams feel more engaged with their work and more committed to succeeding in today's high-pressure workplace. And that was a review of The Best Team Wins. It's written and read by Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton. Available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 7.5 hours unabridged listening. And those previous five reviews were all written by Thomas Walken. And you are listening to the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, now we're going to move our attention into something more fun than business, science fiction, fantasy, and horror. First, we have Red Clocks by Lenny Zumas, read by Aaron Bennett and Carissa Vacker. Aaron Bennett and Carissa Vacker work seamlessly together to narrate this much-anticipated dystopian novel. Focusing on the interlocking stories of four women, plus one forgotten woman from the 18th century, the author posits an America in which women have been deprived of the freedom to choose to have abortions, adopt, or give birth as single mothers. Rather than divide up the characters, the two narrators portray some of the same ones. They complement each other in their character development, giving them added depth and dimension. Their delivery of dialogue is efficient and effectively maintains the mood and atmosphere of the various threads of the plot. Joyce E. McCarty wrote that review of Red Clocks by Lenny Zumas. It's read by Aaron Bennett and Carissa Vacker, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 9 hours unabridged. Next, we have Space Opera by Catherine M. Valenti and Earphones winner, read by Heath Miller. Heath Miller narrates a story that is equal parts scathing social commentary and hilarious send-up of music competitions. In order to prove to the rest of the galaxy that they are sentient and avoid complete annihilation, humanity must compete in an interstellar Grand Prix of song, if the band chosen to represent them can make it to the competition. Miller shines as the sarcastic and sardonic narrator who guides listeners through the Byzantine galactic history that led to this confusing state of affairs. He also does an outstanding job creating a range of convincing alien personas, as well as bringing the human characters to life. While the story's deeply ironic tone may not be to everyone's taste, those who enjoy intelligent satire will be richly rewarded. Kate M. Pullen wrote that review of Space Opera by Catherine M. Valenti. It's an Earphones winner read by Heath Miller, available from Highbridge Audio for 9.75 hours unabridged. Next we have Binti, Home. It's written by Nnedi Okorafor, read by Robin Miles. With distinct accents and an engaging writing tone, Robin Miles continues the story of Binti, a Himba girl and the mathematical genius who is the first of her people to attend the prestigious intergalactic Umza University. After a year away, she's returning home along with the flat-voiced Medusa jelly-like alien Okwu. She befriends after she helped prevent a tragic war with its people. Miles conveys Binti's anxiety, fear, intelligence, and curiosity as she learns how her ancestry will shape her future. The Binti novellas are perfect for listeners who love intricate world-building with elaborate technologies and diverse characters from across the galaxies, and Miles's lively narration is the ideal introduction. Start the journey with Binti, and then continue with the adventure of Binti Home. Emily Connolly wrote that review of Binti Home. It's written by Nnedi Okorafor, read by Robin Miles. It's available from Tantor Media for 4.25 hours unabridged. Our next review is Mother Go by James Patrick Kelly, an Earphones winner, read by January Lavoie. Narrator January Lavoie performs this sci-fi adventure set 100 years in the future. Using a variety of accents and dramatic effects, Lavoie brings the characters and the setting, the moon, to life. 15-year-old Mariska Mariska Volochkova, clone of Natalia, a famous space explorer, is the protagonist. Lavoie portrays her and delivers the narrative with minimal accent, which contrasts nicely with the soft Russian tones she gives Natalia. The Martian, Mariska's friend and lover, gasps periodically as he breathes in the thicker, more humid air of the moon and space stations and beyond. Intrigue surrounding a conspiracy adds to the excitement of training for a mission through a wormhole to another galaxy. There's never a dull moment when Mariska is around. Miriam B. Kahn wrote that review of Mother Go by James Patrick Kelly, an Earphones winner, read by January Lavoie. It was a 2018 Audie's finalist from Audible Inc. for 10 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Who is Black Panther? It's by Jesse J. Holland, read by Ken Jackson and a full cast. The graphic audio people outdid themselves with this story of T'Challa, the Black Panther ruler of the hidden African nation of Wakanda. Narrator Ken Jackson knows how to build suspense, as does the rest of the cast, especially Zeke Alton, who plays the role of T'Challa with just the right touch of heroism and imperious attitude. The special effects are fantastic, but the real stars are the fleshed-out villains. A hero is only as good as his adversaries. The audiobook gives character to C-list villains like Batroc the Leaper, a French mercenary, the beastly rhino, and the Christian warrior known as the Black Knight. The action is dense, the characters real, and the story unforgettable. If you like the movie, you'll love this. Mike San Giacomo wrote that review of Who is Black Panther by Jesse J. Holland, read by Ken Jackson and the full cast. It's available from Graphic Audio for 7 hours as an audio program. Our next review in science fiction, fantasy, and horror is All Systems Red. It's written by Martha Wells, and it's an earphones winner from Kevin R. Free. The creature telling this story, a security unit tasked with protecting a planetary survey team, calls itself Murderbot. It's depressed and withdrawn, and Kevin R. Free performs the character perfectly, giving its voice languid tones and a slow-speaking pace, layered with an unsettling tension that hints at dangerous rage. There are similar subtle notes in the characters' voices. In this short work, we don't get to know many of the team well, but Free provides each of them with as much individuality as the text allows. His pacing varies nicely as the plot thickens, and listeners will be left eager to hear what's next in the android's adventures. Don L. Yarman wrote that review of All Systems Red by Martha Wells. It's an earphones winner read by Kevin Free, and it's available from Recorded Books for 3.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Pet Sematary by Stephen King. It's an earphones winner read by Michael C. Hall. Stephen King's haunting 1983 novel finally has an unabridged audiobook version. The narrator is Michael C. Hall, whom you may know from Dexter, the TV series, who can now add an earphones award to his resume. Though the horror elements are always looming, Hall warmly portrays the all-too-human Creed family, full of love for each other, but also flawed, damaged, and uncertain. He molds Lewis Creed into an imperfect but sympathetic protagonist and effectively changes pitch to give Lewis's wife Rachel and their two kids believable voices. For added texture, Hall manages a solid Maine accent as the Creed's kindly old neighbors. Hall's narration captures the surprising humanity found on the page, but his voice becomes appropriately grim as the story barrels toward the inevitable darkness. Andy T. Nelson wrote that review of Pet Sematary by Stephen King, an earphones winner read by Michael C. Hall. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 15.75 hours unabridged. Our next review is Angel Catbird by Margaret Atwood. It's read by a full cast. This graphic novel series turned audio dramatization series offers a bemusing mix of superheroes, anthropomorphic animals, and science run amok tropes. Scientist Strig Felidis accidentally blends his own DNA with that of a cat and a bird while stumbling into a plot hatched by the malevolent Dr. Muroid, a half-man, half-rat scientist who is bent on overrunning the world with his rat-humanoid army. Hokey as the plot may be, Atwood's keen sense of commentary makes the story entertaining and self-mocking. At one point, Dr. Muroid's secret weapon is a giant cat toy meant to distract Catbird. The production entices listeners with strong performances by narrators who ham it up to capture Atwood's satirical tone, while the sound effects and musical score also keep listeners engaged. Lance Eaton wrote that review of Angel Catbird by Margaret Atwood, read by a full cast. It's available from Audible, Inc. for 2.75 hours as an audio program. Next in science fiction, fantasy, and horror, we have Dayfall. It's by Michael David Ayres, read by Paul H. For the past 10 years, Manhattan and most of the Northern Hemisphere have suffered under the perpetual darkness. The city rots as sin and corruption run rampant. As daylight finally begins to break through, a serial killer's rampage throws the city into chaos. Narrator Paul H. portrays small-town cop John Phillips, who attempts to stop the serial killer and avoid becoming entrenched in a deep conspiracy. H. narrates with a methodical tone that amps up the tension. He lends Phillips a neutral tone befitting the calm hero and gives lively accents and verbal tics to a colorful cast. H.'s narration and energetic characterizations are contrasted with the story's gruesome violence and explosive action to great effect. John Murray wrote that review of Dayfall by Michael David Aries, read by Paul H. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 7.5 hours unabridged. Finally today we have Jagannath by Karen Tidbeck, read by Kirsten Potter. In a soothing tone, narrator Kirsten Potter delivers the strange and surreal short stories of Swedish writer Karen Tidbeck. Potter transports the listener to a land that is foreign, yet one that is still so very similar to our own. Her calm voice makes the transitions between stories seamless, at times to the point that one doesn't realize a new one is beginning. A few uncommon pronunciations may give some listeners pause. However, Potter's quiet style eases us past them. This audiobook is a great listen for those who like their short stories both unusual and told in a dreamlike style. Amanda Murphy wrote that review of Jagannath by Karen Tidbeck, read by Kirsten Potter. It's available from Highbridge Audio for 4.25 hours of unabridged listening. Well, that's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have our August-September issue of Audiophile magazine. As usual, filled with the latest reviews in all your favorite listening genre. There will be informative interviews with authors and narrators and pretty much everything else you could possibly want to know about audiobooks. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.